This is Plant-Based Briefing, Healthy Fats for the Brain, Myths, Science, and Diets, Part 2, by Dean Scherzi, MD, at thebraindocs.com. And I'm Marian Erickson. This is the Plant-Based Podcast, where I curate, get permission, and narrate articles on a variety of topics related to plant-based and vegan living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And today's article was longer than that, so it's a two-parter. I read part one yesterday, so go back and listen to that first, and then come back here for part two. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Healthy Fats for the Brain, Myths, Science, and Diets, Part 2, by Dean Scherzi, MD, at thebraindocs.com. Why polyunsaturated fats can benefit brain health. In contrast to saturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, especially omega-3 fatty acids, have emerged as vital nutrients for brain health. Docosahexaenic acid, or DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid I mentioned earlier, is an integral structural component of the brain and retina. It plays a pivotal role in maintaining brain function and cognition. Contemporary research, including a comprehensive review by myself and my colleagues, highlights the neuroprotective properties of omega-3s and suggests they may enhance cognitive function. In our review titled, The Omega-3 Fatty Acids, EPA and DHA in Brain Aging, published in the Journal of Nutrition, Health and Aging, Scherzi et al. Highlight the importance of these fatty acids for the aging brain. We present compelling evidence from various epidemiological studies and clinical trials linking dietary omega-3 intake, DHA specifically, with a lower risk of cognitive decline and dementia. One study published in Annals of Neurology in 2012 found that a higher intake of omega-3 fatty acids was associated with a larger total cerebral brain volume, suggesting their protective effect against brain aging. And another study published in the Journal of Neurochemistry in 2001 suggested that DHA plays a critical role in neuronal function and survival, and that dietary DHA could potentially delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease. Omega-3 fatty acids also contribute to the fluidity of cell membranes, promote neural communication, and counteract inflammation, thus proving how crucial their role is in maintaining a healthy brain. Which diets include healthy fats? These beneficial brain healthy fats can be obtained from a diet rich in fatty fish like salmon and mackerel, walnuts, flax seeds, and chia seeds. It's worth noting that while some studies, such as the PREDIMED trial, suggest that Mediterranean diets, known to be high in fish and thus omega-3 fatty acids, are associated with better cognitive function and a lower risk of dementia, the underlying protective mechanism may not be solely due to fish consumption. Several other components of the Mediterranean diet, such as high consumption of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes, and the overall balance of polyunsaturated to saturated fats, are also likely to contribute to these beneficial effects. As such, while fish is indeed a source of omega-3 fatty acids, the protective effect of a diet against cognitive decline and dementia may hinge more significantly on the overall dietary pattern, particularly the ratio of polyunsaturated to saturated fats. This insight underlines the importance of a predominantly plant-based diet that's rich in nutrients for sustaining brain health and thwarting neurodegenerative diseases. A plant-based diet abundant in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts can provide a rich assortment of essential nutrients while keeping saturated fat intake to a minimum. Omega-3 fatty acids, crucial for brain health, can be incorporated through fish in those who include it in their diet, but can also be derived from various plant sources such as flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and walnuts. And for those with dietary restrictions or preferences, or in cases where dietary intake may not be sufficient, supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids can be considered under the guidance of healthcare professionals. The dangers of diet and health misinformation. The "your brain is made of fat, therefore it needs lots of fat" assertion is a gross oversimplification that could potentially mislead the public in dangerous ways. While it is correct that the brain requires certain types of fat, it is misguided and potentially harmful to imply that all fats are uniformly beneficial. A growing body of evidence-based consensus indicates that a diet rich in saturated fats can be detrimental to both brain health and general well-being, and that a diet incorporating adequate omega-3 fatty acids can bolster brain health and overall health. As a society, it is our collective responsibility to debunk nutritional myths surrounding brain health and champion the importance of a well-rounded, balanced diet rich with essential nutrients. Medical professionals, researchers, educators, and policymakers must take a front seat in dispelling these misunderstandings and should share clear, science-backed dietary guidelines. Our brain's health, and by extension our overall health, hangs in the balance. Circulation of accurate information about dietary fats transcends mere myth-busting. that lies at the heart of preventing and managing a host of prevalent diseases. Armed with science-backed knowledge, we can make informed dietary choices and commit to nurturing our health and well-being. You just listened to Healthy Fats for the Brain, Myths, Science, and Diets, Part 2 by Dean Scherzi, MD, at thebraindocs.com. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. And they don't get into this in this article, but the plant-based sources, even supplemental sources of omega-3, are so much better for you than fish. It's funny because people think fish is a health food when it is one of the worst things people could ever eat. Sadly, fishes are loaded with biotoxins because of the pollution humans create. It's so bad that women are advised to avoid eating fish for 5 years before becoming pregnant. And regarding supplementation, I've heard Dean and Aisha Scherzi speak, and they both take DHA supplements and they have their kids take them as well. So if they're erring on that side of caution, then I figure we can as well. So I will link some additional episodes in the show notes that might be of interest about DHA and omega-3. They are 253, Health Concerns About Fish, by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, 373 and 374, Healing Autoimmune Disease with Supermarket Foods, by Brooke Goldner, MD, at nutritionstudies.org. Those talk about omega-3s and omega-6s a lot. 424, Omega-3 Fatty Acids and Plant-Based Diets, by Physicians Committee. 425, Avoiding Fish for 5 Years Before Pregnancy, by Dr. Michael Greger at nutritionfacts.org. And 532, Vegans Should Consider Taking DHA Supplements, again by Dr. Michael Greger at nutritionfacts.org. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.